Absolutely not. I never count you in. I just start.
And it is pure chaos. Woo! Yep.
So I can't believe. Well, I can. I can't say that. I can't say that I can't believe. Because I can't believe. We totally missed our anniversary for when we started our podcast. It was literally like earlier this month.
Yep. I can definitely believe it.
What's funny is you reminded me of all people.
So the only way I knew that even was that I was listening to our latest episode because I'm obsessed with myself, and it ended, and then Spotify autoplayed the first episode, and I was like, oh, this is funny, I haven't listened to this in a while, and then we mentioned that we were recording on Easter, and I was like, whoa, it's been a year, so I wouldn't have even known that.
And as everyone knows, Easter is a moving holiday. It is the moving target of all holidays.
It is. Because the day that Jesus died, or rose, or whatever, that's arbitrary. It just moves around.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what day it is. He just did that.
They just throw a dart that. They just throw a dart and then pick a day. They're just like,
it's gonna be March 1st this year. We're gonna really fuck up the retail workers. that's really what it is.
Remember when it used to be in March?
Well, sometimes it is in March, Chad.
I hate this. This is such a dumb holiday. It doesn't make any sense.
Some guy walked into the store the other day, and we have the Easter stuff on sale now, and he said, you know, in marketing, Easter's over, but theologically, it's just beginning. And I was like, you're so right. And then he bought Easter stuff on sale. I was like, so who's winning here? Anyway, so to commemorate this wonderful 1 year anniversary special extravaganza, we are
Bonanza.
Coming Bonanza Banana.
Blowout sale.
40% off Easter sale. We are coming full circle, and we are talking about something we talked about in our very first episode, which is the critically acclaimed NBC smash hit, AP Bio.
Are all of those things true?
Yep. Yes, with Oscar winner Glenn Howerton.
Now that's not true.
And two-time Tony nominee Patton Oswalt.
See, that sounds fake, but I feel like it might be true.
That's true. You really could be, and you would have no idea.
I don't know anything about Patton Oswalt.
I love Patton Oswalt. I was just, because I was catching up on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and he came back, his little, like, bit character came back. And I was like, oh, Patton Oswalt is in so many things that I love. Like, I just feel like he is just in everything that I love. He's just that actor. Just, like, in stuff. And he's great.
Are you insinuating that you love AP Bio?
Ooh. You got me there. You got me there. Why don't you talk about how you feel about AP Bio first?
Well,
because what you said, I feel like it's very accurate.
Yeah. Oh, you mean that it's our anniversary and I have Stockholm Syndrome?
Yes.
Because I do with this show. See, the thing is I literally...
We are currently recording from Glenn Howerton's basement, so...
He finally got us. He got us,
guys.
So, please really, help. Honestly, what it is AP Bio came back, and it popped up on my Hulu thing because, you know, I don't actually, like, watch things live. I watch them a day later, and that's how I plan out my week. So... I was watching, I looked at my thing the next day on Friday morning, and it was like, oh, new episode of AP Bio, and I groaned and literally said, no. And then I didn't watch it for, like, a week or two, so I had, like, two or three episodes to watch, so I was just like, I was literally breezing through a bunch of stuff one day on a random day of the week, and I was like, I'm bored, so I watched it, and then I was just like, oh god, I forgot I have, like, a weird relationship with this show where I don't care for it, per se, and if I didn't watch it again, I would be totally fine. But when I watch it, I do enjoy myself a little bit. And it's like, I don't know how to feel about this.
That is pretty much how I feel about it.
It's a very mixed bag of emotions.
But I do have to say, season two's not over, right? I think it's still airing.
Yeah, it's about like halfway through. Superstore is almost over, though.
I feel like it's getting better. And I feel like, especially, like, as I was watching season two, I went, as I often do, I finished season two as far as what had aired, and then I went back and started watching season one again. And I do think...
You have the willpower of a god. Because I'm like, sometimes I cannot do that.
What?
I can't, like, immediately go back and do that. I have to give myself a break.
Oh, I don't know why. It just, like, I'm like, yeah, let's go back to the beginning. Like, I also just think it's really interesting, like, especially with a show that, not really with AP Bio, I guess, but, like, with a show that, like, goes on for a while. I just did it with a Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. and I just really like comparing, like, where it ended versus, like, where it began. I think it's really interesting.
Oh, yeah. I love doing that. I feel like I can't do it immediately after for some reason.
Yeah.
I would have to, like, start... Like, if I'm, like, almost at the end, I can literally go back to the beginning and then start over. But if I stop, like, end it, I have to give it a while and then go back.
Interesting.
I don't know why. It's a weird thing.
Yeah, no. So I do think that it has gotten better. At least more interesting... Maybe, because I feel like the reason that I enjoy it is for all of the side characters. Like, every other character except for Glenn.
Yeah, basically.
are all great. Mm-hmm. Like, I really enjoy all of those actors and all of the characters.
Yeah, that's pretty much... That's pretty much how I feel about it, too.
Yeah. I do think his character is getting better.
Yeah.
Because, and not in the way where it's like, oh, he's growing and learning, because I think they're avoiding that very cliche trajectory.
Yeah.
But I feel like, especially, like, season two, like, season one, he's, like, very, like, just, like, honed in on this whole, like, I'm gonna get revenge, I'm a total dick. I hate it here, like, blah, blah, blah. And then season two, he kind of, like, his character just takes on, like, a new perspective. And he's not necessarily, like, better. It's just, like, a different perspective, and
it's really more like he's accepted his fate, that he's going to be doing this for a while. So he's like, well, I might as well make the most of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean... I feel like they're just writing his character better than they did in the first season. Like, they have a better grasp on it.
Yeah. And I think that, it seems like they wanted to, I don't know, take him on a journey, you know, from the first season. Like, I feel like we were always gonna, like, go on a journey with this character. even if it... You know, like, he's not going to go from, like, total dick to, like, hero, like, instantly.
Yeah.
So, I feel like giving him, I don't know, just giving him different things to do other than try to get revenge on this one. I feel like season two is already vastly more interesting.
Yeah.
In that respect. So.
Yeah, I can agree.
That's how I feel. Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like as soon as they gave him a love interest, for some reason I was, like, way more interested in his character. But it's only because of what she brings out of his character.
I really like the love interest. She's really great.
I know. She's delightful.
Yeah, it was because you had texted me and you were like, oh, they gave him a love interest and she's really great. And I was like, okay, I feel like I'm not going to be interested in that storyline. But she was definitely not, like, the character was not what I expected at all.
Mm.
She was a lot more, like, down to earth, and she's very much his equal, and I, like, their plot lines together are a lot of fun and very unexpected, so, yeah, I like her a lot. I'm interested to see where that goes, because I also think it's really funny that they put a damper on it so quickly. That there was like, oh, we're flirting, we're like, well, we're cute together, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, I want to stay in Toledo. Oh, I don't. So it was like very much, like, it was like very quick that they did that.
Yeah, and that's exactly how that played out. It was very funny. He's like, I hate Toledo. She's like, I love Toledo. I'm here to stay. And I'm just like, she doesn't seem like someone who loves Toledo. So that's really funny.
Yeah,
she's like, I love Toledo.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, there's, you know, there's like a quirky girl to every, like, weird hometown and small city. So I feel like it's believable.
Yeah. I guess. Because isn't it, like, Toledo, Ohio or something?
Yeah.
Like, who loves Toledo, Ohio? Like, that part feels unrealistic, though.
Yeah, no, we can all agree that Ohio is a hell state, and no one should ever go there or want to be there. And that's basically the thesis of this show. So, yeah, it is interesting, but her character is so smart and like a good character, and she's like, I love Toledo.
Very Zooey Deschanel in this weird this weird world. So yeah.
I get it. I mean, I'm always like, I love Jersey, and people are like,
question mark.
But Jersey's not Ohio, so
I mean, you can keep pushing that whole, it's the elbow, but
it is the elbow.
All right.
Dad.
I mean, I'm fairly certain it's the armpit, but okay.
What armpit looks like that? Nobody's just holding their arm like that all the time. For those listening, I am holding my arm above my head so that the of my armpit is shaped like New Jersey.
Armpits are like assholes. They're not all the same.
It's an elbow. Anyway. Like elbow macaroni.
So how do you feel about the kids? I feel like they're fairly the same. They've switched out a couple of them.
I'm so bummed that they got rid of several of the main kids from the first season.
Did they?
Yes,
I don't even
they got
notice.
Rid of emo kid. They got rid of Dan Decker, hot bully guy. They got rid of redhead, awkward kid with the hot mom.
Oh, I did notice that. I forgot. Oh my god. No, they still have the one black guy in there. He's still there.
Dan Decker?
I guess. He
the
was
bully?
Like, yeah,
who
the
was bullying
emo kid, yeah.
Yeah, oh.
He's still there.
He's still in it?
Mm-hmm.
Is he still in it?
Yeah, I noticed him. He's in the back still.
Okay, I guess they just haven't given him any storylines.
No, not really.
He was a really heavily featured character in the first season. Maybe that's what I'm... That's why I'm like...
Yeah, that's probably why. I'm surprised that they never do anything with Sarika. She's just always there upset.
I love Sarika, and I'm also I love her. Like, rewatching it, I was like, oh my god, I love this character. She's just like, Although that one episode was really cute. I think it was in the second season where they went to steal the practice test.
Yeah.
And then they like ended up having fun, and she was like, "Oh, who cares for having fun?" So cute. I love Sarika. I love the kids. I think they're the best part of the show.
I think like, it's really annoying. What's really annoying is that he's inadvertently teaching them a lesson because they're like all uptight now, like, "Oh, and I don't like figure out my life." And it's just like, no, you need to like slow down and be kids. And he's like inadvertently doing that by not teaching them. And it's like, he's not teaching them a lesson on purpose. He's just like, no, I don't want to teach you. I want to get paid, but I don't want to do anything. So, but what's weird is I'm like, this isn't how school works, where it's like, they go to multiple classes a day. And also, you know, he has multiple classes. He's supposed to have multiple classes, but he seems to only have the one.
No, I don't think he does, because I was also thinking about this. I was like, okay, obviously, you know, it's called AP Bio, so they're going to focus on this class. But I was like, they spend an inordinate amount of time in this class.
It's true.
But then I was thinking about it, and I was like, yeah, I mean, in my high school, like, there's literally only one AP Bio class every year. So it's very possible, you know, there's one AP class for every year. Like.
So they're with him for a whole year?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Or a semester. Like, I mean, the way that my school worked, like, we had semesters. So it would be like, you know, but there was like one, you know, there was one teacher for like AP Calc or whatever. And if you were a junior, you would have her for AP Calc. And that was like, you know. She's the AP Calc teacher. So it's very possible.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, they spend a stupid amount of time there.
Like, that's the thing is they feel like they're literally there all the time.
And also, like, just going off from my own school, the whatever AP teachers also had other, like, they didn't just teach that. They would also teach, like, oh, like, freshman English or, like, whatever. So that's the part that's weird to me. I'm like, I guess he literally only has this one class.
He probably negotiated it that way, but in all honesty, it's better this way.
Yeah. Yeah, that is, I mean, you know, it's a television show. It would be really funny, though, if they, like, suddenly revealed that he has, like, other classes, and they just, like, don't focus on them ever. There's, like, this whole other set of students that you don't see.
That's what happened to the other students. They transferred into the other class.
I thought that they would even, like, make a joke about how the kids had disappeared, or like there would be some comment about it, but there was nothing. Like, they were just like, oh, these people are gone. Oh, also, there's a new kid. That one kid, the like brown kid with the glasses.
Oh, yeah. The one who they were trying to like, they were practicing making out in each other's hands. Yeah, and I was just this is so awkward and gross. What was weird is that no one walked in that hallway. I was just like, there's no earthly way that these kids would have been by themselves that long. Someone would have walked by and been like, what are you doing?
Yeah, he's new and they try to act like he's not. They're like, no, he's been here the whole time. Like, no, he hasn't.
He's actually the redhead kid. It's him. Didn't you used to have red hair? It's like, no.
Didn't you used to be white and, like, a lot heavier than that? No.
He just says no, and you're like, okay.
They just put a wig on him. No, it's him. What was funny was in the first episode of season two, he, like, calls that one girl New Kid. He's like, oh, there's a new girl here, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, no, I've been here the whole time. And then when I went back and watched the pilot, she's the student that he, like, in the pilot, like, yells at and tells to, like, go sit in the back of the class or something. Like, I just thought that was really funny. I was like, he's just, like, picking on this one student inadvertently the whole time.
I love that. It's like, she becomes a full-fledged new character in the second season. It's like, no, I've literally been here the whole time.
I was there for all of those crazy adventures we went on.
I love that. Now that's the kind of movie I want to watch.
Yeah, I also love Heather. Heather's great. I feel like...
Which one is Heather? Is she the...
She has, like, the braids and, like, the Coke bottle glasses.
Oh, yes, I remember. The one who always calls him boss.
Calls him boss, yeah. I feel like they, like, needed one character, like, one of the students to be, like, pretty much on board with what he was saying.
She's committed to him. She's, like... Yeah. She's his ride or die.
Yeah. Like, she's just, like... But she's, like, a great character to be that, to fill that role. Because she's, like, you know, you would expect, like... I feel like you would expect, like, the emo kid to, like, latch on to him. But, like, instead it's this, like, mousy little girl who, like, is just like, yeah, we're gonna cut somebody up.
Because she's the daughter of a butcher.
Yeah, she's great.
It weirdly reminds me of Finn from The Magicians.
Oh, yeah, Finn.
Ah, love her.
Another thing I was going to say about the kids is I like how much they seem like real kids, like real teenagers who are just like total losers.
Yeah.
Like they are just average looking kids and I love them.
I love the fact of that. Like the most attractive one is the bully.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Which like totally makes sense. My Heather would have a crush on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just, like, they're just so average-looking. I'm just like, I love this. they're not just like, oh, like, a kid with, like, mousy hair, and I'm just like, gonna put glasses on you. They're, like, actually awkward as fuck-looking
yeah.
kids.
Like, the one kid who, what was he, like, the captain of the gardening team or something in the first season, or gardening club? He's, like, really awkward-looking one. The one with the glasses.
Marcus?
Yeah, I think that's his name.
Yeah, I think he was student body president or something.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Well, close enough. Student body president, president of, like, the gardening club, whatever.
No, they were gardening at some point.
Okay, cool. So I'm not crazy.
No. Well, yeah, but...
I mean, I do have Stockholm Syndrome, but I'm not crazy.
I mean, we are in Glenn Howerton's basement, but we're not crazy. As usual, I decided to look up what the fic for this was like.
Because
I just have to know. My morbid curiosity gets the better of me. And I just wanted to know, I was like, is there a fandom for this show? Like, are people watching this? Like, are people actually watching this is more what I wanted to know. And there wasn't much, but there was definitely a few shipping him with Patton Oswalt's character.
Who? Glenn Howerton's character?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I think the most popular was him and the British guy from season one, obviously. Like, his nemesis.
But why, though? I don't think of Glenn Howerton as sexual for some reason.
He's not, but, you know, people be out there.
It's true. I feel like originally, way back when I first started watching It's Always Sunny, I was attracted to Dennis. But as time progressed, I was still attracted to him. I don't think of him as sexual. I just like looking at him. I feel like
you started off so strong, buddy. So strong. Actually, no. What I was gonna say is that there was a fic that was a AP Bio and It's Always Sunny crossover.
Oh God.
Yes.
Where he fucks himself?
What?
Does he fuck himself?
No. Oh. He... I don't know if they fucked. I didn't read any of these. I just skimmed the, like, the titles. They, it was him and Mac. And they, like, met each other. And I assume they fucked.
I love it. Well, yeah. I love that. Now, yeah, that I love.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Because I feel like he is just playing a different version of Dennis.
Basically.
You know, and it's just another version of himself. And that's why it's gross.
And that's why he is gross. And that's why we're in Glenn Howerton's basement.
And that was the craziest summer of my life. In Glenn Howerton's basement.
Roll credits. 80s music plays. 80s whiz music plays.
Let me tell you about the craziest summer of my life. And then it's like, it's just like us and Glenn Howerton.
It's actually just a Cranberry song.
Oh, man.
Wait, what was that song that was at the beginning of a Superstar? Because that's not what I'm thinking of.
God. Oh, yeah.
Oh, do you know what I'm talking about? Where it's just like, my love. It sounds so dumb. It sounds like it should be in, it honestly sounds like it should be on the Legally Blonde soundtrack.
Perfect day. And us and Glenn.
That's us just riding along with Glenn Harrington.
Kidnapped in the back of his car. It's just like, perfect.
It's like, I don't know what kind of music you guys like, so I just picked something, you know, neutral.
The Legally Blonde soundtrack.
Everyone loves Legally Blonde. Hoku, it's so sad. She only had that one hit song.
Yeah, but it was a hit.
It's true. I feel like after that, she just disappeared. She faded. That's why I wonder. I'm like, what happens to these people? They just full on disappear. They're like, I made this one song.
Yeah, then they made some dough, and then they probably fucked off and got married. I don't know.
That's usually what happens.
Or like bought a farm. I feel like when you read about any celebrity, they're like, what happened to them? They like somehow own a farm.
Honestly, that happens to a lot of those, like, dude actors who just, like, disappear for a while. It's like, they just fuck off back to wherever they're from and go, like, live on a farm.
They just, like, have a farm. I'm like, well, good for you, like, giving back to the land or whatever, I don't know.
You know, like, when Josh Hartnell disappeared for a while, he was, like, living on a farm or something in, like, Arkansas or some bullshit like that.
So crazy. You
Same
know
thing
what?
With Hayden Christensen. He also just, like, disappeared and fucked off to a farm.
Yes, that's who I was thinking of. And then you've got Jason Mraz and his avocado farm.
Yeah, is he just, like, done with music? No, wait, didn't he do something recently? Like, not long ago?
I don't know. Maybe.
He's, like, again, he's busy with his avocados.
Which, you know, good for him. It's honestly inspiring. Like, I should go live on a farm. Like, that's...
We're all just gonna just... Move to... We're just gonna all just go live on farms. That's all.
Love it.
I don't know nothing about birth and no babies, but we'll figure it out.
Birth and no babies? What kind of farm is this? Is there a midwife? A farm?
Well, you're gonna need to know how to, like, birth animals or something, because it's like, oh, they're gonna have to give birth.
Yeah. Okay, I was thinking human babies. I was like, what the fuck kind of farm? Chad...
I'm running a baby farm.
Come get your baby.
I could do that. Well, that would just be an orphanage.
I could do that, he says, as though it were in the realm of possibility.
That's literally all it is. It would just be an orphanage. Did you think people, like, aspire? Well, who would aspire to run an orphanage?
Like a Disney villain.
Well, people inadvertently run orphanages. I wouldn't say inadvertently. They do it on purpose. They do it to collect the checks from government for taking these children off people's hands.
I don't know anything about orphanages other than, like, what I've seen in fictionalized things. So, like, my image of orphanages...
Yeah, I also don't think orphanages exist anymore. Like, I feel like they used to, and then that's why they have, like, the, whatchamacallit now? The...
foster system?
Yeah. Like, they do that instead, so that people can go to home. They're like, we can put kids in homes instead of them living in, like, this group of other kids who are like them. And I'm just like, wouldn't that bond them, though? Because, you know, Annie seemed to be having a good time. It was a hard not life for her, but she seemed to be doing fine.
Annie seemed like she was having a good time. Yep. Sure was, Chad.
She was singing her songs.
She sure was having a good time. And that's exactly what being an orphan is like, I'm sure.
I've never actually seen that movie.
Well, yeah, I feel like you don't need to have seen that movie. I'm pretty sure orphanages, here's the point I want to make. I'm pretty sure they still exist. Not everybody gets adopted into the foster system. Or, like, gets whatever, placed.
Yeah, so, I think they just end up hooking on the street. Hooking on the street!
Oh, God, these are real people. Like, I... I understand that we are a comedic, edgy podcast, but, like, these are real children.
Comedic, edgy podcast?
Are we not? Are those not our, like, tags on Spotify?
Should they be?
Side note, I was on my Spotify homepage, and it was like, other podcasts, like, it's 2 a.m. And then it was, like, a bunch of German podcasts.
Are we German?
I was like, why are these all a bunch of German podcasts? I don't know, apparently.
Do we have a following in Germany? That would be fun. I feel like anywhere where we have a random following, that would be a fun time.
Auf Wiedersehen, everybody.
I don't know what that means. Is that hello?
It means goodbye. Haven't you ever seen Project Runway? God.
One day you're in.
One day you are in. And
the next day you're out. You're out.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
And then she kisses them on the cheek twice.
How polite. Like, get out of my house. Kiss, kiss.
Get off my runway. Kiss, kiss. Kiss, kiss, fall in love. Okay, should we get back to...
Yeah. But... I don't know. I don't really have anything more to say about the kids other than, like, the one girl who's, like, really weird. The one who's, like... She's the brown one with, like, long hair.
What? The brown?
I said she's like a darker skinned girl with like long hair, like brown, long brown hair, I think.
Oh, her name's Grace.
Oh, is it? How did I forget that?
She's Asian, some sort of Asian.
Yes.
Yeah. Because a lot of Asian girls are named Grace. This is fact. That's for real.
I know there's a Chinese place called Grace's or something like that. Yeah, also, there's a church.
What? A church?
Yeah, I remember seeing a church on the side of the road once. It said, like, Grace's something.
Yeah, Grace Church. There's a lot of Grace churches.
Yeah, that's what I mean. See?
Yeah, I own a lot of churches. I own a national chain of churches.
Chicken... Are they chicken places?
Yeah, it's a church/chicken place. You go inside, and there's chicken. But also, you're worshiping God. And it's a good time.
So, Chick-fil-A.
Yes, that I own Chick-fil-A. Guys, I am a multi-billionaire.
Why do you hate gay people?
Because, obviously...
because
I mean, have you met a gay person?
No, I don't think they exist.
They don't, according to the Bible. So.
Yeah, she's interesting. Grace is interesting. Like, when the one guy was like, oh, can we have sex? And she was just like, yeah, sure, whatever. And I was just like, what? I'm just like, girl, you just going with the flow. You're just like, I don't even give a fuck. I don't care.
And then I'm pretty sure she was, like, dating somebody in the first season, too. Like, there was, like, a whole...
Oh, I think she was dating Marcus.
Yeah, there was a whole, like, secret love triangle. Like, everybody was dating everybody else at some point.
Well, we don't really know all that much about the actual kids. Like, their nerdy little lives. We spend a lot of time with the adults.
Yeah.
I do feel that I'm enjoying that they're doing, like, the little side bits, like, in between when we're hanging out with the kids. Or with the kids in Glen Howerton, I mean.
Yeah.
Where they'll cut to, like, the other teachers, but then also just, like, the random people who work there, like, the, janitor.
Oh, yeah, the janitor. Was the janitor in season one? I feel like he was a good addition.
I don't remember if he was in season one. I really don't. If he was, I don't remember him.
The episode where he thinks that the dog is his mom.
Yeah, I was just like, Also, sidebar, in that episode, I thought Glen Howerton was going to find out that that guy was his dad.
Really?
Yeah, I thought, like, when he was reading the note, he was just going to be like, yeah, I used to bang your mom. Actually, I'm your dad.
Oh my god, that would have been so funny.
That would have been a fun thing. Because yeah, I feel like Glen Howerton would have had, like, his character, Jack, that's his name, I keep forgetting. His character would have, like, had this weird breakdown. He was just like, I had a father! We hated each other! I'd be like, are you having a cathartic moment?
Honestly, like, I'm just waiting for, like, more... Because it's interesting that he moves back to his hometown... And yet there's not a lot of, like, I guess except for that one episode where he,
Oh, the bully?
Yeah, the guy comes to speak at the school and he's his old bully. Like, there's not a lot of, like...
Interaction with his old life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed that, too. It's kind of, it's a little weird. I'm just like, really? Is, like, no one still in that town?
Yeah, I mean, I guess his ex-girlfriend... there's that too with Dorothy from You're the Worst.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be really more like they don't remember him type thing.
Yeah.
Like they're there. They're just like, we don't even remember you.
Or they just don't like him, which is fair because he is a dick.
Yeah. That's why I'm just like, I find it funny that these kids are just like, we want to help you. And I'm just like, but why though?
Because they're kids.
Kids are weird. Kids like to do stuff.
I feel like when you're that age, like, especially teachers, it's very believable because it's like, especially like your teachers, you're like, oh yeah, like I'm just going to get caught up in this totally like random crazy life of this adult that I vaguely know.
Yeah.
Because it's just so, like, out of the realm of your own life. You're just like, what is their life like? Ooh, a teacher.
It's a pleasant distraction from your own monotony.
Exactly.
I mean, understandable.
Especially if you're, like, a nerdy kid who's, like, not, you know.
Yeah. We're just trying to tell you that you are valid. We get you. I get you.
You are valid.
You are seen. This week on Affirmations.
We just change our podcast to like a positive affirmation.
But it's really us just like berating people for like an hour. Honestly, I don't know if I could do it for an hour. Maybe 30 minutes?
Yeah. Maybe like 10 minutes.
And then like 5 minutes of like affirmations.
You're great. Keep going.
I really like to beat you down so that I can just build you right back up.
Yeah, I feel like as far as the other characters go, I enjoy the three teachers, like the three female teachers. They're just great. They've been great since the first episode.
Yeah.
The episode where they think that there's a ghost is probably my favorite of theirs.
Wait, which one was that?
It was the end of season one, and there's like this whole dance going on, and Jack's supposed to be leaving, and so they're making this video for him, and then they like see a ghost, quote unquote, in the video.
I vaguely remember that.
They like think that the school is haunted. It's great.
I'm just thinking, I'm like suddenly remembering like when they were trying to do the yearbook photos.
Yeah.
And he was just like, I'll take the pictures. And then he was just like, I've only done like two people's pictures. And then they just have like the kids literally just like running through the frame. And they're just blurs. I'm like, that's great. Like the whole yearbook's gonna look like that.
That was great. I mean, I have to say, like, there's moments in this show that I like really laugh out loud. Like, I think that was one of them for me, where like that montage of like all the kids going through the yearbook photos, yeah, was like genuinely hilarious to me.
There are good moments. I feel like a lot of the moments where I really like laugh are with is she the secretary? Like Patton Oswalt's secretary?
I was gonna ask that as well. I'm like, wait, is she the secretary or is she the vice principal?
I have because no idea.
I'm pretty sure she's the secretary. She's like the main. Like, what do they call them in schools when you, like, go into the office and there's, like, the one main bitch?
Yeah.
Like, that's head, her.
She's head bitch.
She's head bitch.
Head office bitch.
Paula Pell, who is such a good actress. She used to write for 30 Rock.
Oh. I love that they revealed that her character was a lesbian.
Yes, which was great because I was like, obviously.
She's just like, I'm a lesbian.
Yeah, but and then I was like, if she's not the vice principal, who's the vice principal?
Honestly, I was just thinking that. I'm just like, we never see the vice principal, and I feel like I used to see the vice principal way more than I saw the actual principal.
Like in real life?
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. I always saw that bitch walking around, but the principal, yep, I saw him like maybe once a week if I'm lucky.
Yep. Yeah, the principal was, like, this weird, mysterious figure who, like, stayed behind closed doors, and you would see, like, the profile of him in shadow. But, yeah. Like, the vice principal was, like, a full figure in your life.
Well, mine, he was, he had a ponytail.
Oh, God.
And glasses. And he was cool. And he would just be like, hey, how you doing?
He was cool.
He knew everybody. He was a cool guy. He was pretty lax. He was like, he was stern when he needed to be. He was like, hey, you shouldn't do that. But he was a pretty laid back dude. Especially since when I was in high school, like, people were like, oh, we hate the principal. And then like the principal revealed that he had like cancer. And then everyone was all like, oh, we feel so bad, blah, blah, blah. I was just like, bitch. I'm like, literally yesterday. Literally yesterday.
That sounds right. That sounds right.
And then they replaced him with this one dude who was, like, from, like, one of the inner city school districts. And he's just like, he doesn't put up with fighting or whatever. And literally, the first week he was there, there was a fight every lunch period that whole week. I was amazing. Like, I don't know what it was. I was like, maybe Mercury was in retrograde or something. But that whole week was just popping off, and I was just like, what is going on, y'all?
That's amazing.
I think they said, like, all of the fights that week were, like, from the new freshman class. And I was just like, what is wrong with them? I'm like, what is in the water with them? Where'd they get them from?
Oh, man. They're just, like, a fight club.
Literally. I would have loved that. A secret underground fight club in high school. I mean, I wouldn't have been in it. I wouldn't have liked to have been in it, but I would have liked to have been, like, watching. Be like, ha-ha. Find it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just watch people beat each other up. I'm like, I love World Star.
Just, like, film it on your shaky cam flip phone.
Yeah, that's really all I want is I just want shaky cam footage. I'll just shake my arms even if I'm, like, it's not even shaky.
Oh. Love it. Yeah. What else? What was the segment we used to do? Oh, do I ship this?
So I guess it's like Glenn Howerton's character, Jack. I keep forgetting his name. Jack, mm-hmm. And what's the new girl's name?
You can just call him Glenn Howerton. Her name is Lynette.
Oh, yeah. It's like a really dumb name.
It's like an old lady name, which is great.
Yeah, because she's going to die in Toledo.
I like that you seem to hate her character for liking Toledo.
It just doesn't make sense to me, but okay. I don't hate her character. I just don't understand that. In that regard, Jack and I are the same. We're just like, I don't get it. Because I'm like, even the kids are like, I want to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're not supposed to get it. I think it's just like a barrier for their relationship.
Yeah. I feel like she's going to be like his Ramona Flowers, where it's just like, you don't get me, and you never will. And then she'll just, like, roller skate away.
And then they go through a door at the end of the show.
Oh, no, they don't end up together. She just leaves.
Hmm. Gotcha. She leaves Toledo. He doesn't. That'd be such a plot twist.
She moves to California or some bullshit like that. She's like, oh, no, actually, I got together with my ex-boyfriend. We're moving to Washington. I'm going to Forks, Washington.
Forks, Washington. And then suddenly she's in, like, a Twilight spinoff. She's the main character.
Honestly, I feel like that's how they're going to reboot the Twilight series. They're going to do a spinoff version. They're going to do, like, a spinoff reboot. So it's, like, within the universe, but... Like, it'll probably follow, like, the Volturi or some shit like that.
Please, God, no. I could very much see that happening. Like, honestly, like, it would be called the Volturi, and it would be on the CW, and, like...
Please don't. I hope not. No, I want it to be on someplace like Stars or Showtime. Something, like, really stupid, so that they can, like, get really sexual and violent. They can make the Twilight universe darker.
Okay, so you just want True Blood back, is what you're saying.
I mean, yes.
There's literally a True Blood fucking poster behind you, over your shoulder. Fucking, what's his name, is looking at me right now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do not face the camera the other way.
I don't know what you're, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I saw it, I know it's
I know it's there. He's not there. Pay no attention to the man behind me.
There he is. Hey, buddy.
Honestly, back when True Blood was good, it was good. Like, I think, like, season two or three were... No, season two had the best villain with Marianne. People didn't like her. I thought she was lit. She truly was lit. Like,
shocking.
Honest... Ugh, girl. Like, see, now I'm thinking about, maybe I'll do that tomorrow. I just want to put on some, like, acrylic nails and, like, walk around, like, fucking Edward Scissorhands. Because she would just, like, she's like, I'm gonna stand in the road with my giant claws. I'm like, I love this. The drama of it all.
Yeah. I have never seen an episode of True Blood, so.
Like, the first four seasons were good. Like, when they got to Russell and Russell being literally fucking insane, that was amazing. And then after that, everything started to fall apart. Like, things just got crazy. When they did the witches thing, it was, like, cool for a minute, but then it got, like, stupid, like, what their motives were. I'm like, what? What's happening?
Oh, I didn't realize there were witches on that show.
Oh, yeah. We did everything. There were fairies. Fairies, vampires, werewolves, shapeshifters, were-tigers.
Oh, wow.
Meth heads.
Meth heads?
Yep.
Gotta have your meth heads. Your magical genre shows.
If you don't have them, it's not realistic.
Oh, that's what's missing in my script. Hold on, guys. Gotta go add some meth heads. Sorry. Give me 1 second.
But yeah, I don't really think there's all that much other than that. I ship them in the sense that I like the way that their characters are together. But overall, if it doesn't work out, I'm not, like, butthurt about it.
Yeah, definitely. Because I don't actually give a shit about Jack's character. But yeah. I do love a good pairing where they are, like, very much on equal footing and, like, quote-unquote bring out the worst in each other. Like, that is a trope that I enjoy a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. And I think that they have done it well with these two characters, so.
I mean, that was the original draw of You're the Worst.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Which I still have to finish, by the way.
God, me too.
I'm, like, low-key waiting for them to put it on Hulu so I don't have to, like, go look for it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Same. I was just thinking that the other day because I saw GIFs from it, and I was like, put it on Hulu so I don't have to fucking go find it. I'm past that part in my life where I am going to sketchy websites to find shit.
Exactly. I mean, it's kind of like the same with sci-fi shows when they're over with. Like, I kind of want to watch Deadly Class. But I don't want to watch it through their site.
Watch I want what?
Deadly Class.
Oh, I haven't heard of that one.
I'm waiting on them. It was coming on after The Magicians this season.
Oh.
For a while. But I'm, like, waiting for them to put it on Netflix because I'm just like, look. I don't want to go look for it.
Look.
It's kind of like the same thing with, like, Wynonna Earp. It's like, whenever you... I'll watch it, but... Only when you put it on, like, the streaming sites, because I don't want to have to do it. Herp,
I could not keep up with. I think I watched the first, like, 3 episodes.
I, like, keep watching it for some reason, and I'm not sure. I'm, like, not even that into it. I just, like, watch it, and I really don't get... I think it's just because it's in the genre of supernatural things that I like to watch. So I just watch it out of, like... the want to watch something supernatural related.
Yeah.
And then also I'm, like, kind of into, what's-his-face? Like, he used to be an instant star.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be Tommy, an instant star.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's kind of attractive as a cowboy.
That.
Oh, remember he was on Schitt's Creek.
Everybody knows instant star.
Yeah. Well, he was also on Schitt's Creek. Remember, he was the... one who lived in the barn that she dated for a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
I did not realize that was the same actor.
Mm-hmm. That's why he had the mustache. And then, honestly, when he shaved it off for a minute, I was just like, wait, you might look better without the mustache. And then I was just like, I'm conflicted.
You just, like, have the photos up on your laptop side by side. With mustache, without mustache.
I'm conflicted.
Yeah. So, think that's all I have to say about AP Bio.
Again, Stockholm Syndrome. Because I'm not sure that I like the show. I'm just, like, watching it, and then I'm like, oh, I'm having fun, and I'm like, am I? Or have I just been watching it to the point where I'm, like, stuck inside of it?
Yeah. No, I think that's pretty accurate. I mean, I think I dislike it mostly because of Glenn Howerton, but it's an enjoyable show, and I think the writing is good. I think it's funny. I think all the other actors are fantastic.
Yeah, I really feel like it's just it's really Jack, and I feel like without Jack, all of these things wouldn't be happening, so it's like we need him, but I don't like him.
Yeah, he's just the vehicle for, like, the rest of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's kind of like how I feel about Archie on Riverdale.
Ugh, yeah, well.
And at this point, I'm really not sure. I was literally like, am I enjoying myself anymore? Because I'm really just like, this season needs to end.
I have not. I don't have the strength right now to watch any of Riverdale. But I can still agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think my main thing with Jack's character is like, I really, 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 really am over the douchey male protagonist who you are forced to like because of the stuff that's happening in the show.
Yeah.
But he's still a fucking dick. I'm like, I want to stop watching this character. I hate this character. This character died with Joel McHale on Community. Like, he was the last. He was the last one. He should have been the last one allowed to do this character.
Yeah.
It should have gone away.
And yet, here we are.
And this is how I feel. And I think that the rest of the show is good and different enough. And I think that they're taking his character in a good direction. But I just want to stop seeing this particular male protagonist on television. I'm like, enough.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Do you know what's really funny is I could hear my dog, like, throwing up outside of my door.
He's agreeing with me. He's agreeing.
It was just really funny because I could just hear him in the background, like, ah, ah.
I think I could hear it too, and I thought it was you making weird noises.
No. It was me literally sitting here and hearing it and then just being like, oh god.
In conclusion, Oliver supports my opinions.
I was gonna say, has my dog been on so that you can say his name, but he's been around a lot.
Your dog is a treasured guest star, how dare you? I can say his name as many times as I want. Unlike our other friends, Redacted and Redacted.
Because we only have two friends.
We have a total of two friends between us, and we can't talk about either of them.
It makes them sound like they're in the Secret Service. It's like, that reminds me of, like, My Date with the President's Daughter.
That's a great movie.
I don't remember it at all.
Oh, me neither. I remember it was great.
Do you know what I found the other day that I forgot that I had? Camp Rock 1 and 2.
Oh, good.
I know. I haven't watched them in so long.
We should, I've never seen them.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't into the Jonas Brothers.
Me either, but I don't remember, like, watching it at all. I honestly don't remember watching it at all. You know what? We should do a crossover. Let's bring Catherine into this, because, you know, Catherine and I like to watch things.
Yep.
And we were gonna, you know, revisit some musicals in May, because we didn't get our full feel of it in March. So we're like, let's watch more musicals.
Oh, good.
And, you know, I feel like this would be fun.
Camp Rock.
Yeah, I really wish, honestly, I want to just watch the Descendants trilogy.
Ugh, but same. So badly do I want to watch this garbage pile.
I know, but at the same time, I don't want to buy it. But
wait, did the third one come out?
No, not yet. But you know, I feel like
we'll find it other places.
I know, but I'm feeling like in order to watch it, I'm gonna have to buy it, and I'm like, I don't want to do it.
Well, you do whatever you want with your own money.
You do whatever you want with your own money.
You go to Best Buy and you get that box set.
I really don't want to. I'm trying to see if it's on Amazon Prime, because, you know, sometimes it'll randomly be on there.
Yeah. Yes, I'm in full support of another episode of It's 2:30 a.m., so.
Oh, my God, Sophia Carson. Sophia Carson's in this. I keep forgetting that.
In what?
Descendants.
I don't know who that is.
Well, actually, you do. You remember when we were watching? it's true, though. You do. You remember when we were watching, what the fuck was that dumb thing?
I don't know. We've seen Famous... a lot of dumb things.
I know, but Famous in Love. And you were like... It was in the second
Dua
season.
Lipa?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Dua Lipa.
She's also in The Perfectionists.
What is that?
That Pretty Little Liars spinoff.
Oh, yeah. Wow, Dua Lipa's doing so much with her career. That's so good for her.
And she also has a song with Blackpink. Who knew? I can't wait to watch that. Oh, I'm definitely getting Catherine to watch Perfectionist with me.
Yeah. Good luck to her. Godspeed.
I like how you're just, like, not into it. I'm like, come on, it looks like fun.
No.
Come on!
You know what's funny? Also in the pilot episode of this show.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned how I've never seen The Magicians. I think you mentioned something else that I haven't seen, and I was like, well, I've still never seen The Magicians, so... But here we are a year later, and I have seen it, so...
And you're a fan. Like I said, so, you would be.
You know what that is? Growth.
Yes. We've had a lot of growth in this year. Stockholm Syndrome, finally getting around to things.
Being in Glenn Howerton's basement...
We still have yet to do our episode of You're the Worst, though.
It's coming. It's coming, folks.
It's our white whale.
You know, we're trying to coordinate with Aya's schedule as well.
At this point, I'm feeling like whenever we do it, it's going to be like the series finale.
Of It's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
We just end the whole show after that. I love it. So dramatic.
I love being dramatic. I'm a messy bitch who lives for drama.
Lives for drama. Yeah. So what are we doing next time?
Crazy ex-girlfriend. You heard it here first, folks. I'm so excited. It's finally over, and...
You said that like, we are free. It's finally over.
I mean, like, low-key towards, like, the end of the newest, like, the last season, season 4, I was just like, come on. It was like when you're at, like, a show and you're ready for it to be over and you're just, like, looking at your watch and you're like, come on.
we're gonna say farewell to a great, great show.
Yeah, and I'm very curious as to what Rachel Bloom has in store for us with her career moving forward.
I am too.
I mean, she's a Golden Globe award-winning actress.
She is a 3-time Tony nominee.
Is she really?
Yeah, her and Patton Oswalt, they're both multiple Tony nominees.
See, I don't know enough about the Tonys to fact check you on that. I'm gay, but I'm not that gay.
That doesn't sound right, but I don't know enough about the Tonys. So I guess tune in for that, and tune in for an upcoming episode of It's 2:30 a.m.
Yeah. We're going to watch Camp Rock. It'll be fun.
Yes, because I miss our little Kathy, our little Cat. Our little Kit Kat.
I was going to say that little Kit Kat.
Little Kit Kat.
But yeah, as always, thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys. Bye.